we know in the 21st century how small the world is becoming. And a lot of that is because we are connected online to each other. Whether that's you jump online, you use Facebook or your email, or you go to YouTube and look at videos. In so many ways, we're talking to each other online, and our businesses, small and large, are depending upon the internet and all the resources that come along with it to survive and to grow and to prosper. So it's essential that everyone is connected. And really, what this report that we put out this week does is talk about who is connected and who's being left out. And what we have found is that between 14 and 24 million Americans still don't have access to broadband, which I know for some people is shocking, but for too many corners of this country, they just can't get the information that they need. And what this report does is highlight that and talk about what we can do about it.
Well, and in a lot of ways, it shows that we're way behind a lot of other countries.
Exactly. I mean, unfortunately, we're behind places like Korea and so many countries in Europe, and there's no reason why America should be behind. And what we need to do, and the FCC put out a broadband report a few months ago talking about how we can get more people online and bring it to more people in a more affordable way. But what we need to solve this problem, because the only way, again, if we're going to grow the economy and bring jobs to all corners of America, is to use the most high tech resources we have and to bring information to people. And this is one way that's so important.
And I think feds probably particularly understand the concept and the importance of having broadband. But there are real important there are issues here for federal agencies too, in terms of how they reach out to people, but also how you coordinate to get this done.
That's exactly right. I mean, the coordination, there's so much coordination going on, and which is, I think, have been a very important cornerstone of the Obama administration of bringing together various agencies to solve these problems of broadband and also the resources that are available to Americans online. We need to be more high tech in offering up resources to all Americans, whether that's their Social Security or finding information on healthcare and finding the most affordable options. And all of those points are addressed in the broadband plan Chairman Janikowski put out a few months ago. But it's also the direction that if we are going to provide resources to people and make our country smaller and connect people and bring them together and be more competitive, those are the solutions we need to bring, and we cannot afford to wait. And I think that's what this plan, that's what this report showed, that we cannot, you can't sit on your hands here, right? Because every day that we do, we fall farther behind.
I got to ask, because there was this report out, a survey that showed that a lot of people were essentially bypassing a lot of the broadband access because they now have phones that connect them in ways. And so there was a little bit of implication that the broadband may not necessarily be the thing that connects this digital divide. Smartphones and all those kinds of things.
iPhones and well, remember, all of that relies on spectrum that's out and the capacity in the airwaves and all that is to tap into broadband and high speed.
Yeah.
So they're all that's what you're talking about is all related, whether you're sitting at your home and getting onto your computer or you're using a device like your iPhone or another kind of smartphone, it's all interrelated. And either we're going to build the infrastructure to support that, and we know that every year it's multiplying faster and faster, either we're going to be able to keep up with it or we're going to fall behind. And what we need to do is actually we can't spend a lot of time on our hands here. We actually have to figure this out, which is what the broadband plan did, and start making sure we build the infrastructure and then make sure, and this is the most important point, that people aren't left out. 20 million Americans being left out is too many if you consider the fact that to get a job now at Walmart, you must apply online.
Yeah.
And so think about that. If you have no access to the internet and in your home or in your community and you can't actually get online, well, how are you going to apply for that job? And or how do you get if your child needs to write a report and understand the encyclopedia is sitting online, but your son or daughter can't get that information, well, they're getting left behind. If you're a small business in a community like we've seen so many of trying to sell products around the world, But and that's where people are coming to buy them is online. And you and you're a small business in a small community. If you don't have access to broadband, the internet, you cannot prosper the way you should and create growth and investment and jobs. So that is what we are spending every day thinking about and working so hard. And Chairman Jenikowski of the FCC has really up every night thinking about this. And that's what this report's about.
Well, and even if you're a federal agency, you want you're trying to get folks to do more and more online, get information online. You're trying to push more people online, so because it's much more efficient, and they have to have that access.
That's spot on. That's exactly right. I mean, think about how much your life has changed just in the last 2 years or the 5 years before that because of all the efficiencies, all the information you have at your fingertips, and how much faster you can do things now. But we have to keep up, right? I mean, it's going every week it changes. So if we don't keep up and we don't make the investment now and actually study this problem now, we are not going to be as competitive as we should be. And America should be in front of the curve here, not behind.
Of course, one of the big differences between America and Singapore or a lot of the European countries, it's a big country, and there's all big chunks of it out there that don't have a lot of population in them. Does that pose challenges that are different than other countries?
Well, actually, lots of countries have that problem, but your point is a very important one. There are pockets of the country that where people are spread farther apart, and it is harder. And that's why, if you remember, going back to the Universal Service Fund, when we started rolling out telephones, landline telephones, this was a problem because too many pockets of the country it was looked at by private sector as it's too expensive to hang a telephone wire and a pole in that community. So what we did was the government created a Universal Service Fund to help bring to make sure those places got wired, because if half the country is left off or a quarter of the country is actually left off, then the whole system doesn't work, right? Because then you three quarters can't talk to that one quarter that's left off.
Right.
The same problem is happening now with broadband. You can't leave out 20 million Americans who are just going to be living in isolation. And so you need to have one universal system, and that's what we need to do for this to work. And in the long run, it's more efficient. You save money. As you rightly pointed out a minute ago, and then you also bring more jobs to those corners of the country and create great economic growth, and that's what we want to do.
And I think in this broadband discussion, oftentimes a lot of federal agencies think, well, I don't really play a role here. And I just want to highlight one part of this report on rural broadband strategy. Government websites: one barrier to rural broadband development and adoption is the lack of easily accessible and coordinated information about government resources that are available for promoting broadband. It is scattered across all sorts of places, not easily found.
It's a very important point. And I what we are looking at here and what we're working with all the federal agencies on is making sure that we're capturing that information, bringing it to people, and so that federal employees and across federal agencies know where that information is, and that people can access it so they would know where the resources are. That's always a challenge, and it's something that we have found in developing the broadband plan. It's something the chairman found with just how many people were working on these issues that we could be bringing together. We were at the Department of Health and Human Services this morning talking about medical records and making healthcare more efficient, and one of the things they just did was launched a whole new website in the last week, bringing all their information together of people getting access to better health care. It's the same, and just to your point, it's the same thing we need to do online with government, bringing people together.
What happens as this moves forward? What should we be watching for? Congress asked. I know Congress is involved. There's money involved, a lot of money in the Recovery Act. So.
Yes. What you're going to see steps like the ones we took last week, which is to put up to $400 million to help bring broadband to rural healthcare clinics and hospitals, so that they have connections, so that they can. For telemedicine, for instance, say there's a doctor in Chicago and there's a patient in a small town in southern Illinois, and there's telemedicine. If they're connected, we could actually bring the best healthcare to that community. And so we're very focused. We're very focused on that. We just had a big announcement last week of bringing public and private sector dollars together to try to wire those hospitals and clinics. So that's one step. But we are working actively together closely with Congress to figure out more ways to make sure sure people are connected, whether it's through universal service, whether whether it's through spectrum allocation, which the President Obama talked about 2 weeks ago, of how we actually bring more spectrum, which is what people need to connect to for their phones that you're talking about before, and for their smartphones. We're working all the time on how we're going to take on that challenge. So and this doesn't just do health, and this doesn't just do spectrum, but it goes to education, so we can figure out how children sitting in communities across the country, urban and rural, can have e-readers like your iPad and actually have the latest books, latest textbooks on their readers, and have making sure that they're always seeing the best information. And so the world is going to be changing that way so fast, and our job, and we're thinking about this every day, is how we keep up with it and stay ahead of it. And so I think that's what we're doing every day over here, and we're going to keep doing it.
No small task. Anything else I didn't add? Anything else I didn't ask you about that I should have?
No, I think we covered a lot. The last thing I would just say is this is all about investment, jobs, and growth, and our competitiveness as a country. And it is working very closely with the private sector. This doesn't happen from government. This happens as a partnership. And as you know, this is changing so fast. But we want to be able to give Americans what they need to stay ahead. And so, and that's what this is all about for us at the end of the day.